places, everyone. The curtain is going up in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Chris and the Crew's Master Crew Theater is on 94.5 PST.
It's a summer. Are we allowed to say it's a summer Friday yet?
Almost. Feels like it outside, at least.
It is so nice. All right, so we're doing Master Crew Theater. We didn't really rehearse.
We did.
We did listen to the scene, so we know what it's supposed to sound like.
We talked about it. What's that called when you listen to a scene and you analyze it, right?
Well, like a read-through.
Yeah.
We kind of had a read-through.
Mm-hmm.
So your job is to guess what movie we're acting out. It's really simple. If you do, you could win a gift card to Rita's. Yeah, it's a perfect day for Rita's.
Mm.
Head to Rita's and try the new Trolley Sour Blue Pucker Ice. It is so good. They brought us some here for just a limited time, so you got to grab it. Be cool. Eat Arita's. All right. Do you want me to be the director, too?
I think so. I think it makes most sense for you to step into the director chair this weekend. Yeah.
This is a scene. I mean, there's some drama here. There's some gender bending going on here. Not to give too much away about the scene, but I hope we do this justice here.
You may need to hold your ears for this because we're going to start arguing. I mean, there's a lot of energy. I hope we're awake enough for this.
I hope we are awake enough for this.
Okay. All right. You guys ready? Quiet on the set. And action.
You think just because I'm a movie star, I don't have feelings? Well, you're wrong. I do have feelings. I'm an actress. I have all of them.
Well, I wouldn't understand. You see, I'm just a poor little housewife in a little apron with a little child to raise.
Yeah, well, you were always jealous of me in college because I was blonde and beautiful and talented. And I got any guy I wanted.
And did every guy, most of the senior class, and half of the faculty.
Well, it was the 60s.
I'm sorry, but I'm not getting involved in this. You both have severe psychological problems, and I'm the nice one here. I'm not like this.
Oh my God. You're a wimp, a wuss.
I changed. I'm much stronger than I used to be.
You are self-righteous, you pipsqueak.
Shut up, you arthritic sex kitten.
Dan has one of my favorite lines in cinema.
Never thought I'd be saying that on the radio.
Wow.
They don't teach us that in school, do they?
That was intense, guys.
That was intense. Ooh, I need a rest after that. All right, so your job, like I said, is simple. You have to figure out what movie that scene is from. And you're playing for that Rita's gift card. So give us a call, 609-243-9778. Or you can always put your answers in the 94.5 PST app chat.
Places, everyone! The curtain is going up in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Chris and the Crew's Master Crew Theater is on 94.5 PST.
It's Master Crew Theater. It's our favorite Friday thing to do. This is a fun scene because, man, we go at it.
There was a lot of energy. I mean, we almost started throwing things here in the studio.
Yeah, we almost did to get into character.
It's a fight scene. I'm just going to give you that hint right there. We're going to do a little encore performance for you, and then we'll go to the phones. We must have done a good job because the phones are kind of packed this morning. And like I said, if you get it right, and if we pick you, you win a gift card to Rita's. Yeah, Rita's has this really good, actually. Trolley Sour Blue Pucker Ice. It is delicious. They brought us some the other day. We scoffed it down. So it's only there for a limited time, so be cool. Eat Arita's. You guys ready?
I'm ready. We're ready.
Okay, right. Quiet on the set and action.
You think just because I'm a movie star, I don't have feelings? Well, you're wrong. I do have feelings. I'm an actress. I have all of them.
Well, I wouldn't understand. You see, I'm just a poor little housewife in a little apron with a little child to raise.
Yeah, well, you were always jealous of me in college because I was blonde and beautiful and talented, and I got any guy I wanted.
And did every guy, most of the senior class, and half the faculty.
Well, it was the 60s.
I'm sorry, but I'm not getting involved in this. You both have severe psychological problems, and I'm the nice one here. I'm not like this.
Oh my God.
You're a wimp, a wuss.
I changed. I'm much stronger than I used to be.
You are self-righteous, you pipsqueak.
Shut up, you arthritic sex kitten.
Dance the Liberator and kitten there.
Scene!
Yes.
That was awesome, you guys.
We did good. We actually, and you know what? I think the thing about this is, I feel like we each were kind of playing, if we had characters in the movie, I feel like we each kind of played into them a little bit.
Yeah, I think it's well cast.
I was feeding off your energies. This was great. I'm exhausted.
I was going to say I'm tired after that. Ooh. All right, let's go to the phones.
Marilyn Hamilton, you're up first. Hey, Marilyn, what movie is it?
Good morning, Chris. Sex in the City.
All right, we're going to lock that guess in. We'll see if you're right. Now we go over to Madison in Feasterville. Madison, what movie do you think it was?
First Wives Club.
First Wives Club. All right. Let's get one last guess from Linda in Medford. Good morning, Linda. What movie was that?
That was First Wives Club.
Did we do a pretty good job, do you think?
I thought so, yeah.
You thought so? Okay. I appreciate the feedback. All right. The correct answer is, in fact, The First Wives Club.
Think just because I'm a movie star, I don't have feelings. Well, you're wrong. I do have feelings. I'm an actress. I have all of them. Well, I wouldn't understand. You see, I'm just a poor little housewife in a little apron with a little child to raise.
Yeah, well, you were always jealous of me, even in college, because I was blonde and beautiful and talented, and I got any guy I wanted.
And did. Every guy. Most of the senior class and half the faculty.
Well, it was this.
I'm the nice one here. I'm not like this.
What?
Self-righteous. You pipsqueak.
Oh, shut up, you arthritic sex kid.
Oh, shut up, Morty's girl.
I think Dan did a very good job of the arthritic sex kitten line. Good job, Dan. All right, let's finally pick one of our winners to get the re-gift card to Rita's. Hey, Linda in Medford, you're our winner today. Congratulations. All right, we'll get you. All right, there we go. All right, we'll get your info off the air, Linda, and we'll play again next week. Taylor Swift to start your Friday on 94.5 PC, of course, from the upcoming Toy Story 5 soundtrack. And I don't know if it's just because I'm a millennial. Maybe that's what it is, but I'm oddly emotional about the song. I think we've grown up with these characters so much. It's abundantly clear that Taylor has a real love for Jesse. You could also kind of, I think, get a glimpse into a little bit of the plot of the movie when you hear that song. Like, I'm kind of like, oh, I think there's going to be kind of a goodbye for Jesse in some way. Taylor said writing the song felt like a musical departure and coming home at the same time. Kind of assume that means maybe about our country roots. And I'm saying it. I've already seen the buzz online. Could this be what gets Taylor an Oscar? It's certainly possible. By the way, this year she's also already going to be eligible for an Oscar, technically, for the movie version of her Life of a Showgirl album. We'll see. But I certainly think this could be Oscar nominated. Now we get to see the movie in 2 weeks. By the way, three versions of it came out. That one, the acoustic and the piano version. We'll get you the acoustic one sometime around 8:10 or so this morning here on PST.
It's Can't Beat Chris. Can't Beat Chris.
It is not Can't Beat Chris. I don't know why we are not playing Can't Beat Chris today. We said that. It is going to be time for the scoop, and we just have to move along because I was apparently not prepared for that. All right, good morning. It is Chris and the crew, and it is time for the scoop.
94.5 PST, your number one hit music station. Hey there, good morning. It's Chris and the crew. It's Chris and Joe Danzaro, our PST chief meteorologist. We've actually brought in another one of our coworkers from behind the scenes. Sergio is here in the studio. I have to bring Joe and Sergio together. It's Pride Month. They're all happy. Everybody's having parties. Uh-huh. These two have got to stop inviting each other to each other's parties. Actually, Sergio, you don't even know that Joe's about to invite you to a party.
Really?
Sergio's already invited Joe to his Pride party. Joe sucks at RSVPing to parties. So yeah. Sergio behind the scenes is like, Joe has an RSVP. Do you know if he's coming? Do you know if he's coming? Is he
it's
not coming?
Sitting
is
here in my thing.
Okay, guys.
In my
so
app.
So you got it. You got the invite.
I am of the mindset that you don't invite coworkers to parties. Sergio, you have friends.
Why not?
Yeah, Joe, you have a lot of friends. Why are you inviting each other to each other's personal parties? Why not? I don't think coworkers have a space in personal. You know how I am.
Yeah.
I have so many friends. I don't have enough time. I see you guys more than I see my friends. So why on the weekend?
Well, don't you like us?
I do. But I see you 5 days
good
a week.
Point, Sergio.
I see you 5 days a week.
Listen, I met my significant other at work.
Did you
not
really?
This office.
Not this office, okay. But at an office at work. So you make friends at work.
Well, I just feel like
you're friendly with people at work.
I feel like we're work Totally. I feel like we're work friends, and on the weekends, I need to make time for my, I don't want to say this because I know what you guys are going to say, my real friends, my real life friends. Do you know what I'm saying?
But Sergio and I are okay overlapping. Sergio, I have to tell you, I have not RSVP'd to your party. I have no intention of going, but I have not RSVP'd to your party. And you can see this. He uses the partiful app, which right, all my friends use. I want to see who's going to your party. So I haven't I think I RSVP'd as maybe, even though I'm not
40
going.
40 people going. Yeah.
This is what he does, though.
But Sergio. I have a conflict. It's the day of my best friend's pride party.
I told you that.
Oh, I see.
And I told
you so that. So that one is 63 then. People going right now. But so no, it's the same day.
Do you know what? He did this on purpose. He said maybe at first to your party because he wanted to see who was going before he RSVP.
I wanted to see how hot the crowd was.
Why do you
I wanted to scroll through this list and see if I knew any of them and if they were hot.
Listen, I'm not mad at that. At least you acknowledged the existence of my invitation.
How many parties that have you invited him to that he has actually come to?
Zero.
Okay. Why do you keep inviting him?
I don't know. Just to be friendly.
Well, Sergio, this is where I reveal to you.
So now, now he's going to invite you to his...
Well, I don't know.
Pool party.
Chris thinks I shouldn't invite you.
No. I don't think he should invite you.
Because this is
why not? Do you know why? Because he's going to be hardly dressed.
Okay.
And I don't think you should see your coworker like that.
He's going to have...
It's weird.
Wait a minute. What kind of party is this?
So this is in my... Because I live in South Philly. This is an annual tradition in our house. We dress as if we're at a very gay pool party.
Okay.
But we don't have a pool. It's just a concrete slab in the backyard.
We're outside.
Which means, you know how the bathing suits.
Yeah.
Bathing suits.
I go to Asbury Park, yeah.
It's just like that. Every year, a couple of people break off. I have to make sure my bedroom door is locked. A couple of people break off and get up to nefarious activities.
I've been to parties like that. Whatever, but
it's in the backyard. There's water guns and a kiddie pool and stuff, but no pool. Chris told me I couldn't possibly invite Sergio because we don't need to see each other dressed like that.
I just don't think it's a coworker thing to do.
Well, I have no issue with that. Listen, I think you should try to be friends with your coworkers, in a non-professional way. Because we're just professional all day long in the office.
And happy hours are fine. Yeah. I don't mind meeting you guys for a drink.
Well, what's the difference with a happy hour versus a party?
Well, it's the same thing. It's more that I just don't have time. I see you guys more than my closest friends. So on the weekends, that's who I want to see. Not you guys for the sixth day.
She was also appalled at us seeing each other in skimpy bathing suits.
That's more the thing.
She was appalled.
How do you come back to work and are you inviting Chris? His wiener.
I think Chris needs to come and wear a bikini.
This is a boy-only party. Yeah, the girls in our group call it Gay Boy Day.
I kind of want to open the phones and see if everyone thinks this is appropriate. I mean, you guys would be hardly dressed and your coworkers. I think it's just crossing a line. That's all.
Well, as long as there's no photos on Instagram.
You post all the time.
He does. Sergio.
It's going to be on Instagram.
Any photos you post would be of your own choice. You would not show up to my backyard and I would not be posting your peen.
He loves people seeing him half undressed.
Who?
You.
What?
This is Sergio, our coworker, by the way. God.
He does
He's in the studio. I dragged him in.
He does showing his nipples on the gram. But I think it's appropriate, Nip. Chris, he started tagging Chris in the photo.
Because she always has a comment about it.
She was oh my God, did you see Sergio over the weekend? He was naked on the gram.
Do you know why? Because I think it's weird to see your coworkers like that. That's why I don't think these invitations should happen.
Her words were, I don't want to see his nipples.
I don't. I have to see you.
Sorry,
Chris. Talking about articles and stuff.
She can't take you seriously.
Wait, can we open the phones here? Do you think it's appropriate that Joe invites our coworker here, Sergio, to his mostly naked party? Right?
The way you simplify it.
It's the no pool party. So they all walk around in the smallest weenie gripping suits they can get.
Don't say 609-243-9778
or tell us in the 94.5 PST app chat. It's 94.5 PST. So we have Sergio, our coworker, in the studio. You don't really know Sergio. He's behind the scenes. But Joe and Sergio play this game with each other that they invite each other. Well, it's more Sergio than Joe. Joe's actually considering it this time. So Sergio invites Joe to his gay pride party. Joe has not RSVP'd. He doesn't want to come.
No, it's okay. Not that I don't want to come. I have a conflict this year. It's the same day as my best friend's party.
So coincidentally, he does have a legit conflict this time. But how many parties have you been to, Joe, that he's invited you to?
None, but I enjoy being invited. And I RSVP as maybe because I want to see who's going. I want to see. Okay. I scrolled through it. I was like, oh, Sergio has some attractive friends.
But he actually said to me, I think I'm going to invite Sergio to this year's annual no pool pool party.
I'm in. As long as I don't have any conflict, I'm going.
Look at that. I just don't know if it's appropriate for coworkers to see each other like naked.
Sergio, what kind of outfit will you be wearing at such an event?
Well, I have
thong?
Not a thong. Maybe a Speedo.
And then you're going to come back to the office and sit in a meeting across from each other. Then you've already seen 95% of each other.
We might forget half of what happened.
Yeah.
Well, there might be a lot of alcohol. Well, let's go to the phones.
Let's start with the app chats, actually, Chris. Diane in Hamilton says, nothing wrong with having a coworker as a personal friend. Go for it. And I think that's the problem here. I think, Chris, you're not seeing it as we're personal friends. Like, you don't want us to be friends out of the office to some extent. And listen, time matters. I get it. But at the end of the day, does it really matter? Like, how many coworkers wind up not, Sergio, not that we're going to do this, but how many coworkers wind up hooking up and dating? I mean, you met your partner at your job, right? We're not doing that, I don't think. But so what? Does it really matter? The crew on your number one hit music station, 94.5 P. So let's give it up for Barb. She is the final winner of the tickets before you can buy them to see Gracie Abrams when she comes to the Xfinity Mobile Arena in March of next year. The tickets go on sale for everyone else this morning, 9 o'clock at Ticketmaster.com.
It's Chris and the crew's Daily Scoop.
All right. We're all talking about Taylor Swift's new music, of course. From the Toy Story 5 soundtrack. We'll play it again for you, by the way, just after 9 o'clock. But we also got other new music overnight. Let's dig in. Shaboozy is back with a new song. This time it's called Cowgirl.
Meet me on the dance floor, two steps to the left. Girl, you found the right one. Dolly City bitch, treated like a 9-to-5. We ain't getting any rest. You can order what you want. Girl, this tab don't ever end. We be at the bar till 6 in the morning.
Kind of sounds, listen, I like Shaboozy a lot, but it does sound a little similar, doesn't it? Niall Horan is back with his album Dinner Party today. The first single off it, a song called Tastes So Good.
Can't take another breath without you. Can't walk down the street. No, I don't know what you made of, but it tastes so good to me.
And I like that. And in the imagery for it, his piercing blue eyes are on my screen right now, and I truly can't stop looking at it. Lizzo is back with a new album as well, but the one I want to talk about, not from Lizzo, A-Teens are back. They're covering that old Roxette song that I think was then used in Maybelline commercials. I didn't know the A-Teens were still a group, but they are.
You got the love.
So then I did some digging and I found out they've also been on tour in recent years. We'll see. They're not teens anymore, that's for sure. But they've aged pretty well. What happens when you yell, I love you, bro, to the future King of England? Prince William was driving away from an event in London Wednesday when he got a bit of a shout. A group of men cheered him and shouted, I love you, bro. It caught his attention. He stuck his arm out the window to shake the fans' hand. And he said, thanks, guys. Bye. The men kept cheering, like, oh my God, I can't believe it. It's pretty funny. And lastly, it's a big pride weekend in Philadelphia and such. And Kathy Hilton is out as the Grand Marshal of the Pride Parade in WeHo out in Hollywood after some backlash. She's had some ties to Donald Trump and stuff. Erica Jane is saying that Hilton used a homophobic slur in a recent filming. She denies it, but said she'd be a distraction from the event. So she has officially pulled out. All right, that's the scoop. And we'll get you a new Taylor song coming up between now and about 9:10. 94.5 PST, your number one hit music station. It's Chris and the crew. Chris, I know you saw the phone ringing and you saw me doing something over here.
Yeah, what are you doing? What are you up to?
I have a surprise on the line for you. Something that really, like, touched me when I heard about it. We say good morning to our friend Mara. Good morning, Mara.
Hi, good morning. Good morning, guys. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning. I recognize this voice.
She's in West Windsor. And Mara, why are you calling?
Many, many years ago when I moved in West Windsor, like 29 years ago, perhaps, my English was really bad. I know I still have an accent, but like I didn't speak English at all. But listen to you every morning, it helped me to learn English. Your voice became so familiar for me, and the fact that you speak so clear, they add new words in my vocabulary every morning.
Oh my gosh.
It was a pleasure, and you were like, you became my first American friend, even if you don't know that.
Oh, you're gonna make me cry. This makes me so happy. It's so great to talk to you.
Does that mean Chris taught you all the dirty words and all the wrong things to say as well? You can admit it.
Yes. Oh, I learned so many different words from Chris.
So, Mara, last year, Chris celebrated a big anniversary here. She had a milestone anniversary at the station. We had a big old party. And Mara, for those who might not realize it, you also just celebrated a big anniversary because own Al John's in West Windsor. And as I understand it, that was just celebrated its 30th anniversary, right?
Yes. On May 1st, we celebrated 30th anniversary. Yes. So it was. Yes, I can't believe it. I say 30 years. It is a lot, many years, but they were wonderful. We love to be in West Windsor, and this is our community now.
Al John's Pizza is the best around. Yeah. My favorite is your sausage pizza. I love it.
Thank you.
Tell everybody where your Al John's is.
It's on 64 Princeton Icetown Road. On the 571.
I just love hearing from you, and your English sounds great. I'll keep teaching you words.
Do not let her teach you the dirty ones, Mara. Do not fall down her rabbit hole.
But now I love her story. I love her story. So any words, keep going, Chris.
We
keep
have going. Our own anniversary, the yeah. two of us. Yeah, we have our own.
Well, thanks so much for calling this morning, Mara.
Thank you so much for calling me. This was a dream, really a dream come true. Thank you.